Today we're speaking with Travis Kelly, President and CEO of Isola. Isola is a global supplier providing PCB manufacturers around the world with laminate and prepreg materials. Travis, the recent COVID-19 outbreak has impacted supply chains around the world. Please share with our listeners how this has impacted our industry.
So one thing we've been focused on is obviously maintaining the continuity of supply from our vendors and continue to be 100% operational at all our global facilities. You know, there's three key pillars that are very important that have allowed us to remain open, and I would imagine many of the other businesses within our industry. You know, first and foremost, we have a diverse global supply chain that has allowed us to ensure we have the materials that we need to produce our laminate. Obviously, at this point in time, it's extremely important to have very close communication with our supply base. And that's been essential to the overall strategy around continuity of supply, is making sure that we're very transparent and collaborative relative to what we need and when we need it, and as well as where we need it. And then obviously, you know, as it pertains strictly to Isola, our global manufacturing footprint has allowed us to move and share raw materials as necessary to ensure we have the right materials in the right location. So this is one thing that is very strategic to the way Isola operates, is by having that global manufacturing footprint, we can share raw material across borders and get the material where we need it at the right time.
What sort of trends are you seeing in the supply chain? Is there an increase in demand, or have you noticed a reduction in orders?
You know, for specifically to Isola, we've seen a very large increase in demand. Part of that is the overall medical industry, and a lot of our laminate is used, especially when you get into the pandemic such as COVID-19 with the need for ventilators. So we're seeing a pretty large spike in demand for certain material grades that are used in that type of equipment. So we've been extremely busy, not just in the United States, but obviously at our global sites as well as in China and Taiwan.
Right, right. Now, you know, to the supply chain issue, the last time we talked, you had indicated that progress is being made in the new facility in Arizona. Give us an update on where that's at and how that's aiding in the supply chain.
Yeah, so we're very excited about our new facility. We actually just finished the build out of the state-of-the-art R&D facility. So as you recall, the last time you and I spoke, we had moved in the corporate employees into the new world headquarters, and this is all housed under one roof. So the corporate employees moved in last year, and then the R&D facility was just finished this week, which is very exciting. So one thing that we'll be able to do is the lab that's part of the R&D facility. So we obviously have the right office space for our scientists and lab techs, but then we built out a completely new lab that's fully operational by tomorrow, and we'll provide Isola with the tools and capabilities to continue our leadership around innovation and working with our business partners to solve problems. The next and last phase is the completion of the quick turnaround manufacturing space. So if you can envision this very large 130,000 square foot facility in Chandler, Arizona, houses all the world headquarter employees as it relates to Chandler. It also houses the R&D employees as well as the lab. And then the final phase is this quick turnaround facility. The hot presses are actually being set this week, which is one of the major milestones in the build of the QTA. And once we install all the support equipment, we can start verifying the equipment run rates and start producing at volume. Work continues on the layup and material handling systems, which is being produced in Taiwan. Now, you know, as we talk about supply chain and the impact of COVID-19, we have seen the impact in terms of some of this equipment. It's caused many challenges as it relates to the collaboration between Isola and the actual equipment manufacturer that's based in Taiwan. However, our team has utilized video conferencing and other technologies where the equipment supplier can actually take us out on their floor in a virtual virtual environment, so we can actually see various pieces of the equipment operate. This is all very state-of-the-art equipment. It's been designed based on our specs, working in collaboration with the manufacturer of the equipment. So it's very important that that collaboration continues, even though there's a lot of travel restrictions and it's very difficult to go global at this point. we're able to utilize certain technologies, which gives us the opportunity to continue to collaborate on those designs.
Yeah, that's great. And it's amazing how technology is really stepping in to keep things moving. Now, really to that end, there's been a lot of support in the industry to help each others to get through these challenging times. What sort of stories of support are you hearing out there?
Yeah, so we've been involved in many. As I said a little bit earlier, as we talked about supply chain, Isola is actively involved in supplying critical material to many of our customers that are manufacturing metal equipment to fight COVID-19. And arguably even some new OEMs, as people have seen, GM and some of the automotive companies are now producing ventilators. So we are treating, Isola is treating all material orders that are needed to assist during this pandemic as top priority. So what does that mean? That means to the extent possible, we do break into production schedules and move raw materials around the globe at our expense to support emergency orders to help save lives. Isola is committed to fighting this pandemic alongside our business partners, and we will continue to utilize the full strength of our company to provide quality material in an expedited fashion. So there's many examples, especially over the last several weeks, where there's a huge demand and a huge pickup in demand for certain grades of our material that are needed in a lot of these different medical devices. So we are doing everything humanly possible and having our teams across the globe work, many days, many shifts, to provide this material as quickly as possible to those manufacturers to get the material in place where they need it and when they need it.
What advice would you give the industry during these challenging times?
Yeah, well, I wish I had great advice to give the entire industry. But I mean, one thing that we're focused on is, understanding and constant communication with our employees that this is an unprecedented time in our history. We constantly remind one another that we have faced significant challenges in the past. We will remain disciplined and diligent in all that we do. So one thing that we're focused on is our unwavering focus on employee safety and engagement and supporting our business partners, which, obviously means both our vendors and our customers to contribute in their own innovation and success. Once again, it's a very difficult time for everyone, businesses, personal. It's a very, a lot of people are scared out there. So we focus on really over communicating with all our constituents and trying to remain focused on the things and the items we can control. And that's one thing that I think has helped us be somewhat successful over the last several months is really maintaining that focus on execution.
Great. Well, Travis, thanks for taking time to help keep our industry well informed today. We greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you, Barry. Thank you for the opportunity.
Once again, you have been listening to Travis Kelly, President and CEO of Isola.